The House, please come to order. Will members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to indicate their presence by voting? Clerk, please take the roll.
35 members present.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Excused from the call of the House today is Representative Tisher Davis and Component. However, note the presence of Representative Tisher in the chambers.
Will the members please rise for the invocation by Bishop Michael Kenny, Diocese of Juneau.
Dear God, a lot of people describe prayer as communicating with you, so I guess there's nothing too out of line sending you a Valentine's from the floor of this house and in the name of the people of Alaska. Of your love for us, there can be no doubt, for you have given us all that we have and made us all that we are. Beyond that, as if that were not enough, you have given us yourself in the person of your only beloved Son, Jesus. At issue, really, is the sincerity and depth of our love for you, a love that is measured not so much in our thoughts and feelings toward you as in our actions toward and dealings with one another. How can we love the God whom we cannot see if we do not love the God in our brothers and sisters whom we do see? So in simple words, dear Father, give the women and men of this house and of our estate a heart. Compassion, forgiveness, patience, gentleness, meekness, courage. Let these be the hallmarks of our lives so that we can truly send one another the very best. Amen.
Representative Martin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to make the motion that the prayer be spread on the journal and ask unanimous consent. A lot of demands there upon the good Lord.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Will the clerk please certify the journal for the 27th and 28th legislative days?
Excuse me. As Chief Clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 26th, the 27th, and the 28th days in House Supplement Number 7.
Representative Barnes.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 26th, 27th, and 28th days and House Supplement Number 7 be approved as certified by the Chief Clerk.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. This brings us to introduction of guests. Are there guests for introduction? Representative Fritz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Gallery B, I cannot see him, but his effulgence makes himself visible on either side of the column, is my friend, former Representative Patrick O'Connell, who, after the primary, did a great deal to get me on this side of that very rail.
Pat, as a former member of this body, you may have the floor to address us if you'd like.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's a pleasure to be back, but especially knowing that my visit will be brief. Thank you very much. It's really a pleasure to see a lot of you, and I look forward to the opportunity to visit with some of you personally in the next year. As far as the real message, why I'm here, why all that just put in the law representative Chris talked to you, really nice. If you listen to what they say, we'll get along real well. Thank you.
Thank you, Pat. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery B is a friend and a person that many of us have known for a long time. His name is Mr. John Creed. But before before you welcome him, I would like you to also welcome with him his fiancée, Linda Levesque. They will be married this evening at 5 p.m. in the governor's mansion.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Accompanying Mr. Creed and Ms. Levesque is Mr. Creed's two children, John Creed Jr. and Sandra Creed. Would you help me welcome them?
Representative Cato.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to introduce a young lady from the city of Seward who's with us with the close-up program. At this time, I'd like to have you welcome with me Christine Bean.
Representative Tischer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have pleasure to introduce to you state officers of the Office of Education Association, and I'd like to ask you to hold your applause until I read their names. Tri Tristeg, Ann Jurasek, Kayla Tulk, Dan Warner, Mooney Pack, and Jeannie Bryson. Excuse me.
Representative Fuller.
From the Lower Yukon, I'd like to introduce two close-up students, Jim Carden from Ammonic and Harold Simon from Hooper Bay.
Representative Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to introduce one of the advisors from the Mat-Su area, Corlin Williams.
Representative Szymanski.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to introduce Quinn Richards from Ocean View. She's a close-up student.
Representative Zaroff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have five individuals from Kodiak to introduce. They are here with the Alaska close-up program. First of all, from Kodiak, we have the teacher, chaperone, I guess, Larry Ledoux. Sheila, and the students consist of Sheila Hudson, Paula Smedley, Brad Waldron, and Hendrik Peterson. And it's also been brought to my attention that Hendrik Peterson is also an exchange student that's here visiting with the families in Kodiak, and he is from Denmark.
Representative Schultz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At this time, I'd like to introduce three people down from Glen Allen with the close-up program. And first of all, I'd like to introduce, you save your applause until after I've introduced all of them, Loretta Vasquez, a teacher and a longtime friend, Janet Rondeau from Kinney Lake, and Betty Wiley from Glen Allen, the students.
Representative Herbert.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery A, apparently I got seven close-up students here. I'd like to read their names off. It's Barbara Fuller from Galena, Catherine Dayton from Koyukuk, Alex Prosek from Galena, Judy Melke from McGrath, Sean Hart from McGrath, Ursula Richards, Holy Cross, and Michael Chitty from Pioneer. Let's give them a welcome to the
Representative Abood.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery B, it's a pleasure for me to introduce to you my number two son, Gary Abood. And if I may, Mr. Speaker, Mr. Roger Poppy, my secretary.
Representative Phillips.
Mr. Speaker, Representative Liska and I have a close-up student in Gallery A, and her name is Gail Hummel from Eagle River.
Representative Representative Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery A, Representative Miller and I have a constituent, a teacher with the close-up program, Dick Woods, from Juneau.
Representative Grusendorf.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery B, I have a good friend. He's a professional educator. He was the superintendent of the City and Borough Schools of Sitka for several years. Now he's over in Juneau as a constituent of Representative Miller and Duncan. John Coffey, Gallery B.
Further guests for introduction.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to introduce a constituent of mine, Mr. Frank Cortez.
If there are no further guests for introduction, we'll move down the daily order of business to messages from the governor.
I have no messages from the governor, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
The Senate has passed committee substitute for Senate Bill number 13, Judiciary, with a Senate letter of intent, and it is transmitted for consideration.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 13 is referred to the Judiciary Committee.
Senate has approved the following citations and they are transmitted for consideration. In memoriam, Robert E. Bobby Sheldon by Senators Bennett, Fahrenkamp, Ziegler, Curtula, Ray, Rohde, Ferguson, and Josephson. Citation in memoriam, Robert Krebs by Senator Moss. I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Other communications?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports? Representative Clarkson? Will the House please stand at ease? Order. Before the at ease, we were to communication. Are there other communications?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees. Representative Miller. Without objection, we'll revert to introduction of guests. Representative Miller.
Yes, I'm going to interrupt a little bit, but I note Joe Day. She's also with close-up program.
Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Under introduction of guests.
You have the floor, Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Earlier under the introduction, I did miss the fact that we do have two students from our district, that is Representative Fritz and mine in Gallery A, Emily Kwasnikoff from English Bay, and Keith Priestley from Nanilchik down here with a close-up program, and I'd like to ask the House to welcome them.
Representative Robert.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I apparently missed somebody from my district that's here on the close-up. It's Patrick Kowalski in Gallery A.
Are there further guests for introduction? This brings us back to reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Hess has had Executive Order 54 creating a Department of Corrections under consideration and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Tischer and Fritz, and signing do pass, Gall, Kopanen, Davis, Miller, Fritz, and Tischer. Executive Order 54 has a further referral to Judiciary. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Concurrent Resolution Number 9, calling for erection of a suitable memorial to honor veterans of all wars involving the United States on the site presently occupied by Nimbus under consideration, recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Mr. Abood, Chairman, citing do pass, Furness, Larson, Schultz, and Abood, signing no recommendation, M.M. Miller. House Concurrent Resolution Number 9 has a further referral to Finance. The Committee on Hess has had House Concurrent Resolution 14, extending the life of the Regional Educational Attendance Area Budget Oversight Committee under consideration and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Tischer and Fritz, signing do pass, Fritz, M.W. Miller, Davis, Kopanen, Gohl, and Tischer. House Concurrent Resolution 14 has a further referral to Finance. The Committee on Community and Regional Affairs has had sponsor substitute for House Bill 42, relating to the determination of population for purposes of calculating amounts of state aid under consideration, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 42, Community and Regional Affairs, with the same title, and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mrs. Locker, Chairman, concurred in by Tischer, Fritz, Phillips, Locker, and McBride, signing no recommendation, Zemanski and Clarkson. Sponsor substitute for House Bill 42 has a further referral to Finance. The Committee on Hess has set House Bill 103, establishing a Department of Corrections and transferring certain functions of the Department of Health and Social Services to the Department of Corrections under consideration, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 103 Hess with the same title and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Tischer and Fritz, and signing do pass, Gall, Kopanen, Davis, M.W. Miller, Fritz, and Tischer. House Bill 103 has a further referral to Judiciary. The Committee on Finance has set House Bill 166, making special and supplemental appropriations for oil and gas matters under consideration, and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Adams, Chairman, concurred in by Flood, Grusendorf, Adams, Ward, Pestinger, Lindauer, Martin, and a name I can't recognize the writing. The report was signed, no recommendation, by Jaroff and Duncan, and House Bill 166 appears on today's calendar. I'll double check on that other name. The Committee on Transportation has had House Bill 169, making an appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for allocations for local service roads and trails under consideration, and reports it back with individual reports it back, do pass, and attaches a letter of intent. The report was signed by Mrs. Cato, Chairman, signing do pass, Phillips, Locker, M.W. Miller, Davis, Herman, McBride, and Cato, signing no recommendation, Abood and Zemanski. House Bill 169 has a further referral to Finance. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions?
A citation commending Alaskans involved in the rescue of Dan Grandgard and Art Warbelow by Representative Schultz. Citation honoring Beth Mueller by Representative Larson. Citation in memoriam Bernard Tuohy by Representative Zemanski. Citation in memoriam George D. Pogus by Representative Zemanski. Citation in memoriam Violet Lee Ukaka by Representative Zemanski. House Resolution Number 5 by M.M. Miller, Clarkson, Davis, Duncan, Gall, Larson, Malone, McBride, Zemanski, Vaska, Wente, and Jaroff, relating to creation of a special committee on residency.
Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, if I may, I'd like to say to the group that the leading of that sponsorship that might have a partisan ring to it, that's only because, Mr. Speaker, before the session this morning, it was just members of our caucus that we were able to contact. This particular resolution, we are particularly anxious to see advancing through the legislature and particularly the House. It calls for a special committee on the very vexing residency problem that we discussed here Friday, and I've had copies of the resolution put on each member's desk so they can see exactly what's being proposed. So I would urge members during the balance of the morning to join the present sponsors on that resolution, and I was encouraged, Mr. Speaker, to hear you say today that you hope to see that moving through the committee that you'll be assigning it to.
The House, please stand at ease. House Resolution 5 is referred to the State Affairs Committee.
House Joint Resolution Number 30 by Adams, relating to revenue sharing from Outer Continental Shelf oil and gas development.
House Joint Resolution 30 is referred to the Resources Committee.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of bills.
House Bill 195 by Davis, Hurlburt, and McBride, an act permitting transfer of forfeited aircraft to the Alaska Wing Civil Air Patrol.
Resources and Judiciary.
House Bill 196 by Adams, McBride, Grusendorf, Szymanski, and Herman. An act relating to provision of adequate housing for public school teachers in rural areas.
Health, Education, and Social Services and Finance.
House Bill 197 by the Labor and Commerce Committee. An act relating to hazardous and toxic substances and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce, Resources, and Finance.
House Bill 198 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. An act relating to membership of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee and to records of the Legislative Audit Division and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
House Bill 199 by Locker, Larson, Clarkson, and Phillips. An act relating to outdoor recreational facilities providing for a state historical, recreational, and wilderness trails, waterways, and campsite system and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce, Resources, and Finance.
House Bill 200 by Bussell, Szymanski, Barnes, and Liska. An act relating to individual rights of peace officers.
Judiciary.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us to consideration of the daily calendar. Will the clerk please read the first item on today's calendar?
House Bill 166 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act making special and supplemental appropriations for oil and gas matters and providing for an effective date. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 166 under consideration and recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Adams, Chairman, concurred in by Flood, Grusendorf, Adams, Ward, Pestinger, Lindauer, Hurlburt, and Martin. Having no recommendation, Jaroff and Duncan.
Are there amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 166 be engrossed, advanced to third reading, final passage.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Will the clerk please read the bill for the third time?
House Bill 166 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act making special and supplemental appropriations for oil and gas matters and providing for an effective date.
Is there debate? Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to just briefly go over Sections 1, 2, and 3 of the bill. Section 1 is to pay a judgment in favor of Union and Marathon Oil Companies to refund oil payments, a royalty for oil produced from Cook Inlet. What we did was these companies should have only paid 5% rather than 12% that they did pay. The total that they would need after February 17th is $38,000. We tried to get them to take credit for the amount, but they preferred cash instead. Section 2 is the TAPS tariff proceeding. It's to continue the TAPS tariff case beyond February of 83. The funding of this case for FY 83 under Chapter 101-142 was intensely underfunded with the concurrence of the legislature in 1982. We thought we perhaps would get a settlement in this case, but we rejected that settlement. The last provision is Section 3. It's the North Slope pricing litigation. It's Alaska Oil Company versus State of Alaska versus Miranda Hess. And the state is in this ongoing litigation with Alaska Oil Company to recover approximately $62 million for underpayment for delivery of state royalty oils in this case. This supplement will be needed to pay past litigation costs and continue the case. This gives you a briefing on Sections 1, 2, and 3. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
So further debate. Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall House Bill 166 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
38 yeas, no nays.
House Bill 166 has passed the House. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on passage of House Bill 166 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
Citation honoring Myron Angstman by Representative Vasca.
Representative Vasca?
Mr. Speaker, I move the citation.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the citation is approved. This brings us to the end of today's calendar and to unfinished business. Is there unfinished business to come before the body? Announcement of committee. Representative Locker?
Speaker. Mr. Speaker and representatives, on your desk you will find a copy of a letter received from the Director of Post-Secondary Education. It states that the student loan program will receive approximately $3.2 million more than they had projected in loan cancellation. The key word, Mr. Speaker, is cancellations. So the supplemental appropriation in House Bill 113 is no longer needed. Therefore, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be allowed to withdraw House Bill 113.
Is there objection to the withdrawal of House Bill 113? There is objection. Representative Zaroff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Possibly, maybe a question could be answered there on these loan cancellations. Are any of these students presently or were presently in school at this time, and then all of a sudden we find that their loan cancellations are their loans have been canceled during the course of their year?
Representative Martin.
So, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to address that question. Basically, what it does is, for the first time, implement what the legislators, by conscientious objection, decide to do, is to clean up the abuse and the misuse of these lucrative student loans. It's the first time we were able to prove that a large number of students entering the system were not meeting the minimum standards, where before we allowed each unit of the university system to establish its own in good standings, a lot of them rather have that body in the institution to get the money rather than make sure they are meeting a minimum standard of 2 point a C average or meeting a minimum standard of 12 degree credit hour for the $6,000 they were getting. When we passed it last year, we suspected that a lot of loose loans would be cleaned up, and that's what has happened this year for the first time. We have found over $6 million worth of student loans not meeting the minimum standards. And I think that this is going to ensure that we have a resolving student loan fund for a long time to come.
Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to take the opportunity to respond to the question and suggest that the previous statements are misleading and simplistic. In fact, that doesn't prove that there's $6 million of fraud or waste in the student loan program. This legislature passed legislation last year which resulted in changes in the criteria for receiving a student loan. Those changes went into effect as regulations this last summer. All the students were notified of those changes. Some of them did not qualify or drop below the qualifications once they started school, and they were therefore terminated. That's the cancellations. I had the same concerns as the member from Kodiak, and I asked and said, were those students advised prior to the beginning of the school year whether or not they knew that those changes were going to be made? And I was assured that that was the case. So in that situation, I support the withdrawal of the legislation. I just want to make the point that if these changes had occurred after the loan commitment had been made when they started school this year, I would not have supported the withdrawal of the legislation and would have objected strongly to $6 million in canceled loans in the middle of the school year. I think it's unfortunate. In my opinion, those are not fraudulent claims. Those are students that are trying to finish school. But in fact, we did tighten up the regulations, and they knew it when they started the school year. Therefore, I support the withdrawal of the legislation.
Representative Zaroff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Those are my primary concerns, those individuals that were presently in school, and I do appreciate the response there from my colleague from Anchorage, and with that, I'll withdraw my objection.
Is there further objection? Hearing no objection, House Bill 113 is withdrawn. Is there further unfinished business to come before the body? Announcement of committee meetings. Representative, excuse me, Representative Miller, unfinished business? Unannounced, Representative Miller.
I'm not sure what your schedule is for tomorrow, but I'll announce this anyway. The Democratic Luncheon will have, as its speaker, I'm using the words from the Democratic precinct here, that rogue from the Kenai, Hugh Malone. He'll be speaking at the Democratic Luncheon tomorrow noon.
The schedule for tomorrow is a joint session to hear the state of the judiciary. We'll be convening approximately 10:45 and going into joint session at 11. We should be finished by noon. Representative Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There are 16 medical cards still out, and the Sergeant-at-Arms requests that all members turn in their cards as soon as possible. Those of you who don't know your blood type can contact the Sergeant-at-Arms today. Arrangements have been made to provide this service, but a head count is needed.
Representative Locker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Committee on Community and Regional Affairs will begin hearings on House Bill 172, an act relating to municipal government and providing for an effective date, on Friday, February 18, Room 205 in the Capitol Building.
Representative Cowdery.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to announce a meeting of the Joint Oil and Gas Committee today at 1:30 in the Butchertovich Room, Room 205. Department of Natural Resources will be given a briefing on the five-year oil and gas leasing program. All legislators invited to attend.
Representative Furness.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Labor and Commerce will continue the sunset review of the Marine Pilot tomorrow, 2:15:85 at 8:45.
Representative Passenger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At 10 a.m. Tomorrow in the Barron's Building, Room 201, the Subcommittee on Education will continue to review the financing of grades kindergarten through 12.
Are there further announcements? Representative Miller.
Speaker, it's not quite an announcement, but with your permission, I'd like to move that Representative Szymanski be excused from the call on Wednesday and Thursday.
Is there objection? Hearing none, Representative Szymanski is excused on the dates requested. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm going to try every day to remember important dates under announcements for this body. Today, I'm pleased to announce the birthday of one of our most bashful members, Representative Mitch Booth.
We're under announcements. Are there further announcements? Representative Abood.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm glad to see you all know that they're happy that I made another one. House Bill 84, smoking in public places, will be heard today in State Affairs. Room 102. I don't know why we're all laughing. It's a good bill. And House Bill 85, reference the permanent fund, that'll also be held today. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Representative Boudreau. Are there further announcements? Special orders. Representative Cowdery.
I'd like to talk, I have the privilege of talking about aquariums today, if I could.
You have the floor, Representative Cowdery.
Well, many great people were born in February, and Lincoln and Washington and a couple of representatives that you and I are familiar with that's from Missouri. But anyway, today I'd like to talk about our representative from Spinard, whose birthday was announced as today. I don't normally read or believe in horoscopes, but I always read them. And today I read a representative's horoscope, and it said if you were born on this day, you should be sure to keep your beauty appointment because you can't afford to miss one. So keeping that in mind, a little bit serious note, there's some people who strengthen our society by just being the kind of people they are, and I think our representative from Spinard is one of them, and happy birthday, Mitch.
Representative Szymanski.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to speak on the order today on an elderly statesman.
The other floor, Representative Szymanski.
Mr. Speaker, I think it's only proper that we make proper recognition of the elderly statesman from Spinard, Mitch Abood. He's contributed much to this body in debate and in many of the committee sessions that I've been in. And I think it's proper to recognize the fact that Mitch is not just another pretty face. In fact, he graduated the top of the class from Bill Raitt's charm school. Well, he may face, he may have the face of a bulldog, he's got the heart of a Labrador. Anyone who knows Mitch closely realizes his bark is worse than his bite. I, over the weekend, took up a collection to obtain a cake for the representative. But before I bring forth this cake, or I should say as it's coming forth here, I'd like to read a poem that Spinard constituent drafted. Mitch Abood ran tough on crime. Thee told the speaker, just speaker, to quit wasting time. We've got a job we're here to do. The leadership is up to you. I want them criminals, I want them bad, and wasting time just drives me mad. Take their keys, sell off their cars, let's lock them boozers behind bars. And have spoken, he paused a while, then sat content while others smiled. Mitch, we love you. Happy birthday, happy Valentine's Day. And the Twinkie is what we were able to put together.
Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mitch.
Happy birthday to you.
Mr. Speaker.
The other floor, Representative Boone.
Thank you. If it hadn't come from the Democrats, I'd have felt so much better, but there's got to be a hook in it. I see the representative from Juneau clear in the back of the room there, aggravating the public to do something. I hope he doesn't care. But again, I'm very honored that you would be so kind to me today, and considering the alternatives, I'm extremely happy to be here with you. Thank you.
Representative Barnes, under special orders.
Under special orders, Mr. Speaker. I think that the... May I speak on birthdays, Mr. Speaker?
You have the floor, Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm certain that we all find today's birthday very special, because indeed it is Valentine's Day. But I wouldn't want my Democrat colleague from South Anchorage to think that he's up this one. Because in caucus this morning, we did give Representative Booth a birthday cake. It was a hostess cupcake, much better than a Twinkie.
Representative Fritz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to make some remarks about this memorandum from our desk, and also I would like to speak about Lincoln's birthday.
You have the floor, Representative Fritz.
This memorandum that we have on our desk and ends up with the admonition that we need to work up some kind of news release. And since our specialist in education, a distinguished representative from Anchorage, is largely responsible for the work that resulted in this memorandum, I hope that he will indeed see to it that the proper news release is made. Second thing I have to say is that in my ancient car, I made a tour of the city on February 12th. And I was very much disappointed to see that no more recognition was taken of Lincoln's birthday than if it had been the birthday of Andropov. And the only exception, and I'm pleased to see it and feel it's worth citation, judging from other citations that have been made, that the Hotel Baranov, known as Baranov around here, had its flag on display. And because the distinguished electrical contractor from Anchorage, and I feel that we have been remiss in outlining our concern toward patriotism, I and perhaps the two of us together are going to introduce a resolution so that we will at least have the flags flying on those two bare poles across the street in the court building. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
For further special orders. For no further special orders, I'm going to ask the House to stand at ease. We'll have a joint session momentarily. So the House, please stand at ease. Come back to order. Representative Miller.
Speaker, I ask unanimous consent that Representative Zhuroff be excused from the call from the 15th through plain time on the 23rd of February.
Is there objection? Hearing none, Representative Zhuroff's excused on the dates requested. Is there further business to come before the body? Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 10:30 a.m. Tuesday, when we meet in joint session to be addressed to the Honorable Edmund Burke, Chief Justice of the Alaska Supreme Court.
The before I ask if there's objection, the joint session is at 11. If we go into session at 10:30, that will give us an opportunity to read messages, new bills and resolutions, and take care of our business, hopefully before the session begins, and then we can, then we'll be able to adjourn at approximately noon. Otherwise, if we try to do it, we run on into the lunchtime. Representative Barnes has made a motion that we adjourn until 10:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. Is there objection? Hearing none, the House stands adjourned until 10:30 a.m. tomorrow morning.